Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Debbie Monterey. St. Louis and John O'Leary turned early tragedy into triumph. His book, On Fire, recounted an accident when he was a child that left him hospitalized for months with burns over his entire body, and KMOX's own Jack Buck, who visited him every day. You'll soon be able to see that story unfold on the big screen. O'Leary discusses how that happened.
7 years ago, I was at a conference and a woman approached me and said, "That was an amazing story. Have you ever thought about turning your story into a movie?" So as a good Midwestern boy, I said, "Absolutely not. That's ridiculous. I would never turn my life story into a movie." So she said, "Would you mind if I tried?" I said, "Well, you can sure try." So 7.5 years ago, Linda Huntington, who is now a dear friend of mine, started moving through her ranks around the East Coast and then eventually Hollywood, promoting the book On Fire and saying, "We should turn this thing into a movie." She found a little bit of seed money. They found a screenplay author named Gregory Poirier, who's done more than 100 movies. He wrote the script. Then a director was attached to it named Sean McNamara. McNamara, you've heard his name recently because he's done the movie Reagan. So he seeks these stories of truth, because in them, you and I can see opportunities of living a piece of that in our own lives. So he directed On Fire. We had to raise $10 million, which we have done primarily through the generosity of folks in the Midwest and specifically in St. Louis. We then had to cast it. We found John Corbett to play my dad. We found Stephanie Shostak from A Million Reasons. She plays my mother. Joel Courtney plays me. A guy named William H. Macy plays Jack Buck. And I name drop all that to let you know it has real talent behind it. It has a real heartbeat throughout it. And yet the main character, the reason we filmed in St. Louis, is this region that so frequently gives itself a black eye. We almost promote what is wrong with us. And yeah, I wanted to put forward not only in St. Louis, but around the country and around the world, because it's going to be theatrically released internationally, of not just a great story that took place, but a great region that helped breathe life into this great story. So it was 100% shot here in St. Louis. All the actors flew into St. Louis. The crew, to the degree we could, was St. Louis based. And those who could not be hired from St. Louis flew in from California and Chicago, New York. We shot for about 2 months in town. We've been editing this movie for the last 8 months. We, in October, will meet with big studios like Sony and Lionsgate to find the right partner. And in November of 25 or so, at your local theaters, you'll have an opportunity of grabbing a bag of popcorn, some Skittles, maybe a tall soda, and sitting back and being reminded not how easy life is, but how good it is.
He plans to do something special for the theatrical release, a red carpet event.
I have the honor of helping to imagine what that may look like. And we imagine the Fabulous Fox and red carpet and those big old spotlights and Bill Macy and all the stars. But man, I want it to be a celebration of our community. That's why it's not going to be at a 130-person ritzy theater. We want it to be in a big, big celebratory place where we can acknowledge what we were part of. And if that's true, what we can be part of going forward.
Did it take some convincing to get the film made in St. Louis?
McNamara and his team came in assuming they would shoot this thing either in Vancouver for tax purposes or Hollywood, because all the equipment's there already. And I took him to lunch at St. Louis University. And he's like, what is this place? I'm like, dude, this is where I went to college. He's like, I've never seen a more beautiful university in my entire life. So he starts taking pictures. Then we take him to Bush Stadium. Then we take him to Jefferson Barracks, where Jack Buck is buried. We take him out to Mercy. I take him to dinner at my mom and dad's house. And as we're just cruising around our region, he keeps taking pictures saying, why don't they film movies here? And with his persistence and desire to shoot the film here, we also were able, with the help of a whole lot of others, to pass a law, a tax credit law, to allow other films to be shot here. So I hope what you see in On Fire is just the first of many films that ultimately will take place in our own backyard. Because the work you're doing, Debbie, telling the positive stories, they're out there. And we want to tell a whole lot more of them going forward.
How does John O'Leary keep such a sunny disposition?
So the number one indicator of whether you'll have a joyful life or not is your level of choosing gratitude. And so what I do is I wake up about an hour every day before I actually need to, which is hard because I'm naturally lazy and lethargic and love remaining in bed. But I also like being happy and I like being effective and I like being joyful in a marketplace that rarely is. So Debbie, I get up early. I go downstairs, make a cup of coffee, go outside of the screen porch, and then I journal on the question, why me? And it's a spiritual practice, but it's emotionally healthy, and it helps me be more effective as a dad. That's part of why you and I know each other. Our kids play soccer together. More effective as a husband, more servant-minded as a son, and then better as a leader professionally. So I choose joy. This is a choice you can make, and if you are living passively, you won't.
It does seem today that many people aren't choosing joy. They're choosing negativity and spreading it around.
You mentioned this idea of changing those who are negative and cynical and walking around looking to be made angry. Here's the thing. You can't change them, but you can become so different that they want to be more like you. I think you have a son who I love and I get to coach occasionally on a little soccer team. I can't even change your boy, but I can be the kind of man that he can look up to and say, man, maybe one day I can be like Mr. John, Coach John. So I've stopped trying to change my spouse. I stopped trying to change my kids. I stopped trying to change employees. I stopped trying to change my parents and my siblings. And instead, I just try to show up in a marketplace of such constant negativity as an example of what it looks like to live differently. And if they see it in you enough, they'll see the potential of it within themselves. So that ought to be the goal, not to lead the change, but to be it. And to be it so effectively, so consistently, that others recognize that potential within themselves.
That's John O'Leary, author of two books, On Fire and In Awe, motivational speaker, and soon subject of a major motion picture. He was a guest on Book Chat with Debbie Monterey and St. Louis Public Library.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.